Hi there, welcome to this episode of the Life Masterclass, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. I'm Carl Massey, coach, strategist and author of a few books, and thank you for joining me. So going to dive into this. I'm in the middle of a program I'm running at the moment called Become a Natural Superhuman. For those of you that are joining me, awesome. You can actually still join now. Like, I'm leaving it open until the 17th of December, and you can have access for 6 months, and it's going to cost you $4, and it's a donation to charity, and it's a full deep dive 5-week course. So do check that out. The details are down below. As we're going through this course and looking at what it means to become a natural superhuman, we're drawing on the archetypes of a leader, a warrior, and a sage. And we're saying if we bring all of those to the fore, that allows us to be this superhuman that's able to navigate our way through challenging and trying environments like we're experiencing at the moment. And what I looked at when I looked across these archetypes, I said, what are the virtues, character traits that are common amongst the leader, a warrior, and a sage? And what I came up with was 5. It was courage, intuition, stability, resilience, and evolution, constantly growing. So I want to talk today about stability, and then I'm going to talk about a yogic technique to bring more stability, particularly of mind. And it's such a simple technique. So for me, stability, and this is the traditional teaching of yoga, it's not about, busting moves for Instagram or anything like that. That wasn't why yoga was invented. It was invented to create stability of mind. And part of the process of it was creating stability of spine, like stability of body. If we create stability of body, it helps with stability of mind. If we create stability of mind, it enhances stability of body. So those were interrelated. And how is stability beneficial? As we go through life, one of the things, I wrote in my book, Decision Making Mastery, one of the keys to great decision making is what state of being am I in as I step into that decision making process? And I need to make sure that I'm in the right state of being. And I was just checking to make sure I've got the sound on. I need to make sure that I'm in that stable state of being when I come to the decision making, because when I'm in a stable state of being, I have a broad perspective, I have a calm mind, I have more blood flow to the frontal lobes of my brain, I have more access to, my higher mental faculties and all of that sort of stuff. So it's a hugely powerful, potent tool for us to become optimized, to become these natural superhumans. So how do we create stability? And I'm just going to share, a simple tip. So again, such an important thing, a simple tip to create stability of mind. So the yogis, over their thousands of years of, working on their stuff, working on their art, were really about how do we create stability of mind and using the breath as a tool-way, as a doorway. They realized the sacredness of it, not just from a hypothetical perspective, but they realized the sacredness of breath, like it's the most important thing that we interact with in this thing called life, because if it's cut off for numerous minutes, we die. Not too long ago, I did a 5-day water only fast, so I can go without food for 5 days and not have too much of an issue with it. But if I go without air, oxygen, for 5 minutes, I'm cactus. So again, the reference of this breath, the sacredness of it, realizing the importance. So you using that sacred breath in such a way to create stability of mind, stability of body. And what they realize as they breathe in through the nose, and this is, further understood, is there's an understanding between the autonomic nervous system, sympathetic nervous system, fight or flight, parasympathetic nervous system, rest and digest. So realizing when we breathe in, particularly when we breathe in through the nose, we're starting to deactivate the sympathetic nervous system, the stress response. And we're starting to open up the pathway for us to drop into the parasympathetic nervous system to, stabilize ourselves, to wind ourselves down, to come into a deeper state of calm. So what the yogis realized too was depending on the length of the breath, of the in-breath and the out-breath, depended on what was happening at a mental level. What they found was if they took a longer inhalation, it activated a little bit more of the mind. If they had a longer exhalation, it created more of a calming sense to the mind, more stability of the mind, more settledness, more groundedness. So one of the ways we can create stability of mind is just using this basic yogic teaching, but extremely powerful. Extend the external breath or the exhale in the breath. So here's the example. So if we have an in-breath of three counts, breathing into three, one, two, three. Then for the out-breath, we double that. We breathe out to a count of six. Two, three, four, five, six. So all we're doing is we're doubling the length of the out-breath versus the in-breath. And I strongly recommend doing it through the nose. So you can take it from it can be a two for in, four for out, three for in, six for out, four for in, eight for out, five in, 10 out. Getting muddled up with my numbers there. I'm sure you can do the two times table better than I just did then. So for me, it's probably the four breath is the one I enjoy the most. So I breathe in to a count of four. So I might breathe in, two, three, four. Breathe out, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And so, you know, doing that in breath for four, out breath for eight, creating that stability. In a 1 minute, I might sort of have four of those longer breaths. So over a couple of minutes, I've done eight breaths. 3 minutes, I've done 12 rounds of it. We only need to do like 1 to 3 minutes of this really, you know, aware breathing practice for us to actually realize and actually have the experience of stabilizing and calming our mind. So pretty simple, and I don't want to bang on about it. You know, you've got the two times table down. Longer exhalation creates more stability. Longer inhalation creates a little bit more activity of mind. So a lot of times we have enough of the active mind going on. We want to stabilize our mind. We want those longer exhalations. 1 to 3 minutes, easy peasy, Japanesey, you can do it, no problems. Stabilizing the mind. So there you go, simple. Hope you have a fantastic day. Check out the details below if you want to join in for the Become a Natural Superhuman. This is the time to do it because you're going to get it for free. Essentially, $4 going to charity. Next year, I'll be running the program again, but I'll be charging real money. So do check it out now if you're interested in finding out more about it. So have a fantastic day wherever you are on this beautiful, incredible, gorgeous planet of ours. All the very best and take care.